This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Mingo County, West Virginia, is far down in the southwest corner of the state. It's one of the coal mining counties where President Obama lost the May 8th Democratic primary. Many voters there believe the president is waging a war on coal. Mr. Obama did win statewide in West Virginia, but in Mingo County he lost to Keith Judd, a convicted felon serving time in Texas for extortion. Judd managed to file his papers and get on the ballot from prison, and he got 61% of the vote. NPR's Noah Adams went to Mingo County to find out what happened.
In this state, West Virginia, they vote the way they want to vote. Republicans have won the state in the last three presidential elections. The governor's a Democrat and the two senators. But still, how could a president running in his party's primary lose 10 counties to a guy in prison?
You saw this person's name you've never seen before, and he was on there on the Democratic ticket.
Keith Judd.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do?
I voted for him.
This is Leanne Wells. She works for the Mingo County Commission. That night when she went home, the election results were on television.
My husband was sitting on the couch. He said, "You know that Judd guy who was on the ticket against Obama?" And I said, "Yeah." He said, "He's a felon in Texas. He's in jail."
The overwhelming issue in Mingo County is the future of coal mining. You will hear, see, and read talk about Obama's war on coal. People blaming the White House for mines shut down, coal-burning power plants shut down, jobs gone. And I talk with lots of people, just like Leanne Wells, who would have tapped the voting screen for Keith Judd even if they did know he was in prison, even if it meant the TV talk shows would make fun of West Virginia.
It was a little bit embarrassing, and I don't care. It was more so a stance against Obama. Here in West Virginia, people feel like he doesn't even know we exist.
The White House would say there's a push for coal, not a war against it. In his State of the Union 2011 speech, President Obama talked about energy sources, including natural gas and clean coal. The president said, "We will need them all," and he's promised more investment in coal technology. So maybe not a war, but there is a battle coming. It's over the word clean in front of the word coal. When you drive into Mingo County and first get out of the car, you'll smell coal in the air. After a day or so, you won't notice it. By the second night, you'll sleep without hearing the coal trains. But you always seem to be aware of the mountains, the hills, close in all around.
These very rugged mountains have isolated us.
This is Bill Richardson, historian and a Mingo County native.
It even shaped the accent because the old English accents didn't get blended away. It made people very clannish. They knew when there was a stranger in town because people didn't come here. It also made people very rugged and self-reliant.
I took a drive way back in the country. Go out to Dingus, people said. If you really want to see Mingo County, you'll get to go through an old railroad tunnel. It's almost a mile long. I'm going to walk in the front of the tunnel here to get a sense of what it sounds like. When it was built, it was for a rail line carrying lumber and people. It's very dark and very drippy here. The community called Dingus is a road through a winding, narrow valley, small houses along each side. The people who live here come from people who always lived here. And to them, the coal trucks speeding by, that can be a friendly sound.
I retired from coal mines March 15, 2000.
Wade and Madge Markham talked with me out in the yard.
That was in prison. That's the one I voted for.
The Markhams worry about retirement and the jobs for their family and neighbors.
The coal miners and that, they're upset over it because he's not for coal. And that's what these people do, you know. It's all they know.
Farther along the Dingus Road, another front yard, meet Sammy Vance.
Obama there, hell, if he'd bend over a little backwards there to West Virginia and get to, what is that, EPA? Tell him to get on down the road and hell with a lizard. Man needs to work.
EPA?
Environmentalist. Just like up Main Creek here. They had permits and everything for that up there, and then all of a sudden they just yanked them.
Coal mine up here?
Yeah.
Sammy Vance made a reference there to the salamander, often endangered by mining activity. A few of us are talking, leaning on the back of a pickup. Sam White looks ready for this question.
What exactly has Obama done to hurt coal? Because the jobs have gone up, I read, 7% since he came to office.
Jobs in what, in the coal mine industry?
In West Virginia.
Well, I'll tell you, if you look at your statistics, I know that not be right. I work for a contracting company, and they right now are 40 people down.
At a crossroads called Lenore, there's a mini-mart running busy all day with the trucks. A couple of old friends sit on a bench. Eugene Newsom says he will vote in the presidential election, but he won't stay with his party.
I've been a Democrat all my life, but I'm going to vote Republican this fall.
But his buddy, Lee Goff, says he's 100% behind the president, especially on clean air issues.
He wants the power plants to go clean fuel, which that's common sense to do. He's doing what's right for the country, I believe.
In this part of West Virginia and across the Tug Fork River in Kentucky, there is a new measure of pride in the Hatfield and McCoy legend. A television miniseries has been stirring up tourism. And the outdoor sports money is more solid. People come from all over to ride the Hatfield-McCoy trail system, built for ATVs, the all-terrain vehicles. Sometimes you'll ride on the old coal mine access roads.
This is a Polaris 850. Our two boys are riding Yamaha 250s.
Bill Wilsey's family of ATVers getting set to head up Buffalo Mountain. They came from Fort Worth, Texas.
We don't have riding like this in Texas. Too much private land. There's not any public land to ride.
The tourism money is encouraging for Mingo County, but this is a coal economy sliding further away from any prosperity. Losing out to natural gas, threatened by tough regulations that make coal more expensive to mine and to burn. In June, the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, held a public hearing in Pikeville, Kentucky. If you wanted to object to any of the EPA actions, you could stand and do so.
Hello, I'm Bobby May, chairman of the Republican Party of Buchanan County, across the border in Virginia, and I'm going to say something to all these manners assembled here tonight that you're not going to hear from Barack Hussein Obama, and that's God bless a coal miner. Hussein in Arabic means I hate coal miners. And folks, I want to say this to you tonight, to anybody that thinks that coal mining is ugly, just wait until you see poverty.
Throughout the night and the day, coal trains roll out of Mingo County, West Virginia. In President Obama's vision, coal will be a part of a clean energy future. If the political advocacy group Friends of Coal has its way, a different president will help make different choices. Noah Adams, NPR News.
This is NPR.